You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, it's a problem facing many rural manufacturers, too few workers to fill skilled and unskilled positions. We'll find out what these companies are doing to try to bring more workers in.
First, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences announced this month that it would add a new category to its awards ceremony in 2019. While the Academy was light on the details, the new category will honor, quote, outstanding achievement in popular film.
The move got a lot of backlash from fans, critics, and people in the industry saying, among other things, it was a cheap move to pander to the public and try to keep the awards show relevant.
Our next guest is here to talk about the controversy and what it says about the Oscars. Reggie Ponder, known as Reggie the Real Critic, appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago and critiques movies for several other media outlets. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Judith. Good to be back on.
Great to have you, Reggie. So why did the Academy feel like a popular film category was needed?
Well, we already know why that is that the Academy has been looking at their ratings. The Oscar ratings have been going down. And in fact, the ratings are down 19% versus last year. And that's a big dip. But the trend has been down, in fact. So it really is all about the money. Trying to make sure that the viewership doesn't just go away completely.
And is this a question of, okay, these superhero movies and science fiction movies and blockbusters, they're the ones paying all the rent in Hollywood, and then award time and they get, what, best costume or something like that?
That's really funny, Rob, is that you're right that the superhero movies, in fact, have never been nominated for Best Picture. But I want to step back just for a second. Is that in 1929, when the Academy had their first show, there were 12 categories, and there actually were two Best Picture categories. One of those Best Picture categories was the most outstanding production, which today would be akin to that popular film, and then the other one was the most artistic or unique production. So there were two Academy Awards for Best Picture in 1929. Now, that was short-lived because in 1930, they actually just combined them into two. But this is just not, I'm just saying it's not something that hadn't been done before.
So why is it happening now? Do we know where this idea came from and how it got enough traction that they're going to be adding it?
I think a couple of things. The first thing is that when you look at all the movies that are out there, before 2003, most of the movies came from the top 20 grossing films of that year for the Academy Awards. Since 2004, only three of those films have come from the top 20 grossing films. So there has been a trend since 2004 of these artistic, boutique, smaller independent films winning the Academy Awards. And so the Academy actually has a history of recognizing popular films, but it switched since 2004 dramatically. So that's one reason. The other reason is, and a lot of people really feel this, is that if Black Panther doesn't get a nomination for something, there's really going to be some uproar with this whole thing about Oscars so white. So that's going to be, there's just going to be a big problem as it relates to that.
Right, and Black Panther is one of the movies that's at the heart of this discussion. Huge commercial success, also a good movie. And some people have said, okay, this could be a case where this best popular movie one is kind of a consolation prize, and maybe it would make it less likely for a movie like Black Panther to end up in the prestigious best movie category.
Right. So, wow. Rob, did you read my notes? Oh, man, you always do that.
I may have stolen your ideas. I credit you.
There you go. I think three things about this. The first one is that I think that it actually does a disservice to the films like Black Panther and the other films that once they get their own, what you might call their own category, and they won't get the opportunity to be best film. So when we look at the best animated film, Coco was one of my best films of the year last year. I advocated that film should have been nominated for Best Picture. But because they have their own category, which is the best animated feature, they are very rarely nominated for the Best Picture award. And I think that that would happen. So I agree with you. So that's one thing that I have a problem with. The second thing I have a problem is I think it actually cheapens the other awards. Is that, okay, I win for this Best Picture, and now there's another group that won just because it was popular. What's the criteria? What did you – because they didn't set the criteria for how these movies will be judged, and I think that that's a problem as well.
And you said you had three different things. One is, I think, that, you know, they've tried this before. Like you said, with the animated, they created another category and kind of channeled them all there. That happened with Best Foreign Film, too, right?
Absolutely. So it becomes very hard. Now occasionally you'll get a film to kind of break through there, but really the Best Foreign Film is they get their own category and they stay in their own category. So I want to say that this is not the Blockbuster Awards. This is not the Billboard Awards where you just win something because people voted with their dollars. This is really supposed to be the Best Movie Making Award. And I think that the problem with Hollywood is that they need to expand their palette. I don't know if you guys remember that last year there were reports that some of the Academy voters wouldn't even watch Moonlight and some of the other films. They just wouldn't watch them. So if they don't watch them, then you know that they're not going to vote for them. So that whole thing of what is a good film and what isn't needs to be expanded, I think. And I think that we have some old fogies who are trying to keep the Academy one way, and I have a problem with that.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie, the Real Critic, about the Oscars. They're adding, the details are unclear, but they're adding a Best Popular Film category, basically, for next year. You can join in with your thoughts on that, 800-642-1234. But Reggie, from the perspective of, hey, we want people to watch our awards ceremony, and if it's 10 movies that nobody's watched, why are they going to tune in? If it's a category where you're going to see some of the movies you've seen get awards, get previewed, things like that, yeah, you might get more people to tune in. This could theoretically work to get people to watch the show, right?
Oh, absolutely. It should get more people to watch the show because let's look at the top 10 films of this year so far. So you have Black Panther, Infinity War, Incredibles 2, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Deadpool, Solo, A Star Wars Story, Ant-Man and the Wasp, A Quiet Place, and Hotel Transylvania 3. Now, there are at least five of those that I enjoyed to some extent, but they would not, in my opinion, ever get an Oscar nomination. But then there's another four that I think I could hear somebody making an argument for. I could hear people making an argument for Black Panther. I could see people making an argument for Incredibles 2. I could see people making an argument for Deadpool 2 and A Quiet Place. I think that they all did something special, and I'm not saying they should win, but I could see the argument being made. But Solo, Star Wars Story, I don't think so.
So I guess one of the questions is, what would it mean for a film to win this most popular film award? They're already popular by definition of making it into that category. Is that win going to really do much for the film itself? Because winning Best Picture, I think, really gives a film and a director a boost. But what about this?
Well, you know, the Oscars are the Oscars. I mean, while I said I do think that it would cheapen it a bit, I don't think that the people who – I'm positive from watching the Oscars that the people who win Best Animated Film, they don't walk away saying, man, I got a consolation prize. They walk away like, man, I won an Oscar. And they're very, very happy about that. So as long as the Academy has some criteria that makes some sense, it'll work, and I think that the people will be happy to get that award. I do think that people will still try to shoot for that best film, the Best Film Award, because that's the top award. That's the one that they show at the end. So that would be my thought on that. I also want to say, Judith, is that, you know, the Academy expanded the number of films some years ago for the Best Picture to 10, and we all know that that was about viewership, because now you have 9 films that aren't going to win as opposed to 4 films that aren't going to win. But it was really to get more viewership and hopefully get people to say, well, maybe my film might win. So it really is a viewership and a money issue, I think, by far.
Talking to Reggie Ponder. He's also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He's with us to talk about the new popular film category at the Oscars just announced for next year and why it's stirring up some controversy.
And we're taking your calls right now at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this new category? Do you think it's a good move from the Academy, or is it a way to block mainstream films from getting nominated in more serious categories? Do you think anything needs to be changed with the Academy Awards? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org.
We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation now about the new popular movie category at the Oscars with Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic.
And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the new category? What's your favorite movie that might have benefited from this new award? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email us at ideas@wpr.org.
We heard from Ian on Facebook. Ian says the issues with the Oscars don't stem from popular movies. If they want to put Black Panther, WALL-E, or Get Out in a box, then they don't want to address their issues with race, genre, and animation. Plenty of popular movies have been selected for Best Picture, but they generally have the same audience. What do you think of what Ian had to say, Reggie?
Yeah, I do think that they put them in a box. I'm not really sure about the same audience comment. I'm not sure about that because those films all were different that he mentioned, and they speak to different different groups of people. So, but I do think, again, as we talked about with animated films, once you put those animated films in their own category, it's like, well, why do we need to give them a different award other than the animated award? So I agree with that.
And Reggie, the internet as a whole and some critics have been somewhat, you know, having a field day with this new category, kind of poking fun at Hollywood really at the Academy. What has been the reaction from people in the movie industry?
Yeah, actually, it's really interesting because, as you just said, the critics are, for the most part, don't like it. I want to speak to that for a minute about the critics. I think that a lot of us critics are snobbish. I think that we believe that our opinion is right and that the public really doesn't know anything and that they're watching a type of movie fare that is beneath us. And I think that that is really the wrong attitude to take. But I think that there, many critics are like, how dare them want us to nominate that common film? That being a thespian can't include films like superheroes and comedies and horror films and things of that nature. So that's number one. Number two, to your question specifically, is that I've read that a number of the stars are mixed on this, is that they're like, yes, I take the award, but no, well, maybe they are putting us in a box. So there is a, you know, kind of yin and yang on that one, like yes and no. I think the biggest problem is the criteria hasn't been spelled out. So how do films get nominated, I mean, in the category, and then how do you determine which one wins? Is it just on, like the Billboard Awards, just on the amount of sales? So I think that that's the mistake that they made. I wouldn't have announced this without telling people what that criteria would be.
Let's go to a caller now at 800-642-1234. Brendan is on the line in Madison. Brendan, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What do you think?
Well, not bad. I just wanted to push back a little bit on the point about making this a racial issue. While I do think that they're trying to distinguish Best Picture. They're trying to say that there's a category for the film that people like the most, but then what is the best picture from that, and then what is the best art movie of the year, which is the best picture category. People online have been trying to say, oh, they're just trying to push Black Panther into a category. I don't think that's what they're trying to do. I just think they're trying to distinguish between the best picture that people liked as a whole and paid to go see it, and the best picture that people liked as a whole because of an art form.
Brendan, thanks for the call. Reggie?
Yeah, I disagree with that. I think that there's no reason for this category other than the fact that Black Panther was, as you know, made over $700 million here in the States, is one of the most popular films in recent times, one of only three movies that has made it to the $700 million mark. It, from a people of color perspective, it did so much, and the discussions are so wide-ranging that this was going to be a problem for the Academy if Black Panther did not receive an award. And I just cannot see them being in the room saying, hey, not having that as one of those considerations. It might not have been the only consideration, but I don't buy it that it wasn't part of their consideration set.
Thanks for that call, Brendan. Let's go next to Marcy in Stevens Point. Hi, Marcy.
Hi there. I just have to comment as an avid moviegoer. I'm the kind of person who used to go to movies a couple times a week, but now up late, I mean, they're just there's nothing for me to see that is beyond car chases, cartoons, and computer animated. I'm looking for a story. I think part of this began getting me was I love it. I always enjoyed it, but now with the movies being what they are, I pretty much just watch the fashion and the hairstyles. And in terms of adding another category, you have so many categories. I think this, I can't remember the year, but it's got to be 8-9 years ago. They expanded from about 5-6 movies to 10, and it got to be ridiculous, nonsensical. You're trying to slice up, either the movie's a great movie or it's not a great movie. You don't need to have 10 categories. And I'm looking for movies with a story, not just a one-note wonder, and all you're doing is watching special effects for the whole movie. It really makes me nuts. And it, just as an example, I haven't been to a movie in weeks, and for me this is really, really pathetic because, as I said, I used to go to movies twice a week, and I loved the theater experience, but not my kind of movies, just the cartoonish comic book stuff.
All right, we'll leave it there, Marcy. I want to make sure that Reggie can respond. So, Reggie, Marcy is not finding the kind of movies that she wants to watch, and it sounds like the type that she prefers are the ones that more often than not would be nominated for Best Picture, not Most Popular Film.
Yeah, I really see her point, but I do think that there are some films out there to watch. I think Hollywood, in terms of counter-programming, has been doing a decent job in counter-programming, trying to make sure that there is some balance between all these bang-em-up superhero movies. And there's some good ones out there, but they probably are harder to find, being the fact that when you look at a movie like The Avengers Infinity War, it was in so many theaters, I'm sure it kicked out any other film. It was in almost 4,500 theaters nationwide, which is, I think, was a record. So just a lot. So I totally feel her point, and I really hope that she'll be able to find some movies that she'll like out there in the marketplace. They are out there, but they probably are harder to find.
Thanks for that call. We heard from Brian in West Salem, who wants to know, what's the target audience for the Academy? Is it the general public, or is it the actors, actresses, and others in the audience? And I think about that, you know, at the annual plumbers convention, you know, they don't care what the general public thinks. They want, you know, mm-hmm. who the people within the profession want to award. How does that play at the Academy?
It's interesting because the reason the initial awards were made was to actually help the reputation of the film industry. So I think that the awards are there for all of those reasons. One is to make sure that the people who are acting and the filmmakers and all that, it is insular. So they do things in that way, because you even see some films that really celebrate Hollywood and Hollywood filmmaking that you might say, I don't understand why those films won. At the same time, you need the public, and that's what the telecast is all about, is to really say to the public, hey, come and watch this. Otherwise, ABC will have to take it off of air if people aren't watching it. So it really serves multiple purposes: to speak to the public, speak to the actors, but also speak to the film industry in general.
Reggie, we talked about some other changes that have been made, like you said, increasing the best film category from 5 to 10 movies. Now this new category, most popular film. It seems like the Academy is trying to stay current and relevant, but are they fighting a losing battle?
They might. I don't know if you guys notice is that with all the different outlets for watching movies, you see Amazon and Netflix and spending money and actually not putting them in the theaters. So the Academy does have to try to stay current and say, okay, would those be movies that we'll consider, even though the Academy's rule is that it has to be in a theatrical theater for at least, I think, 2-week run. So they're trying to be current. It could be a losing battle, but we'll see. I don't see the awards going away because they're so prestigious. This is their 90th year. So, but they are fighting an uphill battle, I'll say, because when you look at the actual viewership, it has been trending down for some time.
All right, Reggie, we got just a minute or so left. I give you 1 minute to be totally in charge of the Academy. You get to make one change to the Oscars. What is it?
If I were in charge of the Oscars, I think I wouldn't do a new category. I would continue to do what I'm doing, expand diversity, expand the palette of the voters, and I would also make sure that those technical categories are still televised. I think that is a travesty that if I win one of those technical categories, now it will not be televised, so I cannot get on the podium and say, thank you, Judith, thank you, Rob, for helping me win this award. So that's me, Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic.
Reggie, thank you for helping us do the show today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. I'll see you guys later. Have a great day.
You too. That's Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. He appears weekly on Vocalo in Chicago. He critiques movies for a variety of media outlets. Join us for a look at this proposed popular film category for the Oscars.